Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Tuesday, March 11th. I'm Megan Lynch.
And I'm Debbie Monterey. After decades of being treated as the region's dumping ground, a massive cleanup effort is underway in Kinloch.
Piles of trash sit about 20 to 30 feet high, containing all sorts of furniture, electronics, other garbage, but most notably, as I've seen, dozens and dozens and dozens of mattresses, one on top of the other, that have been dumped here, not just by residents of the St. Louis region, but corporations as well. Speaking to some of the cleanup crews, they tell me that some of these mattresses are still tied together and they've been dumped by businesses who were unable to sell their inventory many years ago. I spoke to a local named Chris, and he shares his thoughts on finally seeing this cleanup that he said he's been waiting for 20 years.
Man, this is a beautiful thing. Beautiful.
In Kinloch, Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Next year's race for St. Louis County Executive starting to shape up.
I think we need to change leadership and hopefully go in a different direction and start bringing St. Louis County back to where it should be in terms of being the economic engine of the state.
Republican Councilman Dennis Hancock says he plans to challenge incumbent Democrat Sam Page based in part on his experience.
I was the mayor of Fenton for 12 years.
Hancock says he led Fenton through the loss of the Chrysler plants and to the distinction of having more full-time jobs per resident than any other city in the state of Missouri. Meantime, Page spokesman Richard Callow told the Post-Dispatch that most county residents, Republicans and Democrats, are happy with their parks, roads and efficient administration. Page set to give his 2024 State of the County address this morning at 10. You can find it on the St. Louis County Facebook page.
Mayor Tashara Jones issued a statement Monday after the Missouri Senate gave its final approval to a crime bill that would include creating a state-appointed board to oversee the St. Louis City Police Department. Jones says this effort to take away St. Louisans' control of their own police department is in line with the cowardly attempts at autocracy we are seeing at the national level.
The mayor vowed to continue to fight against its passage and implementation. The Missouri House gets one final say before the bill heads to Governor Kehoe's desk.
The Missouri House is considering a bill that would allow public schools to accept students from nearby districts.
Supporters of the Public School Open Enrollment Act say it would keep students in the public school system without adding costs for teachers or classrooms. Opponents argue that losing students could lead to cuts in school programs. Students would be able to apply for a one transfer per school year, and involvement in varsity sports would be restricted for a year after transferring. The bill would also limit the number of students leaving a district and create funding for special needs education and transportation for low-income students. Democrat Ian Mackey of St. Louis County is co-sponsoring the bill. Sedalia Republican Brad Polite is the lead sponsor. If approved, the 215-page bill will head to the Senate for review. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
Democrats, including Illinois Senator and combat veteran Tammy Duckworth, want the Trump administration to rehire veterans that have been laid off as a result of attempts to reshape the federal government workforce.
As KMOX told you last week, a Metro East veteran from Caseyville, Dustin Conklin, is one of the thousands who have lost their jobs.
I was fired for performance. I hadn't been here long enough to get a performance evaluation. My supervisor had never told me anything about my performance that wasn't good. So I was kind of confused. So I forwarded it to him. He had no idea that this was happening.
Senators Duckworth and Andy Kim of New Jersey introduced the Protect Veteran Jobs Act in the Senate Monday. That bill would compel the Trump administration to reinstate veterans impacted by recent mass layoffs. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
Have you ever heard of immune amnesia? It's in the news these days with the measles outbreak in parts of the U.S. showing no sign of slowing down.
Measles is a serious, potentially deadly virus, but it can also impact someone's immunity long after the infection is gone. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
Measles infects immune cells, and when it does so, it damages immune cells, and it wipes out partially your memory, your immune system's memory to certain infections. So that leaves you more susceptible to getting some of those infections.
Dr. Gounder says before the measles vaccine, at least half of the deaths of children who had measles were from other infections they got later due to that weakened immune system. Studies show immune amnesia can last months to a couple of years before all your immunity can be built back up again. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
From the KMOX Business Desk, major renovations underway at the Sheldon Concert Hall. It's the biggest project for the Sheldon since the Annex building was added in 2001. This time, the Sheldon's entryway and lobby are being expanded with a new staircase leading to the second floor lobby with a new bar. There will be new restrooms, a hospitality lounge, redesigned art galleries, and a new look from the street. It's all part of an $11 million master plan for the Sheldon.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.